Welcome to Why Your Story, coming to you from the home of SBI Media. I am your host, Travis.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker. We are excited to be here today.
This is going to be so awesome. And to let you know how awesome this is going to be, we have a little music playing.
Oh, we do.
This is a little mashup with Bruno Mars and AC/DC, and it just goes to prove that AC/DC can make anybody sound good.
That is correct. But I love Bruno Mars.
Why?
Love him. I don't know. I just like his voice. And you're even moving your body right now.
Ooh. I'm dancing.
Uh-huh.
How do you not dance when you hear this?
Exactly.
Too hot.
Hot darn.
Oh, I love it. Well, one more time. Break it down. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm tempted just to let this play the whole time, but we need to get on with the podcast.
We do.
All right, hang on here.
Because we have the best subject ever.
I'm too hot. Hot damn.
You are too vain.
I just love AC/DC with this.
It's good.
All right, here we go. Okay, I'm serious now.
Oh, wow. You're never serious.
I love it. Well, it's good to be back with everybody. Hope everybody's Rona free.
That is right. It's still around, though.
And just for everybody's own information, Mary Jo and I are social distancing.
Yes, we are.
You need to go a little bit further.
You need to brush your teeth.
How do you know?
Because I can still smell.
We are 6 feet apart, everyone. Just so you know.
We are.
Life's good.
What are we going to talk about today, Trav?
Hey, today is the day of all days. This is going to be one of the greatest podcasts anyone has ever made. And do you know why?
Why?
First off, because you and I are doing it. But secondly, it's about Sasquatch.
Oh, boy.
And the abominable snowman.
Oh, wow.
Or the abdominal snowman, like what you said. Or Yeti.
Yes. Or Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. Or what was the other one?
A lot of malarkey.
Malarkey? Okay.
Because there's those that don't believe. There's a lot.
Are you a believer?
Okay.
No, give it to us straight, MJ. Don't beat around the bush.
You and your fetish for extra hair in the car with, like, dogs.
Yes.
If there was a Bigfoot, I need some hair samples. I need some feces samples because he's a big guy, supposedly. And that would probably prove it to me. But I'm not saying they're not real. But, boy, I'm leaning more to they're a bunch of malarkey.
How can you say that?
I don't know.
There is evidence all over the internet.
Yeah, because the internet, everything on the internet is, you know, truth.
No, I'm serious. They've got fecal material.
Mm.
They have hair material. They've got footprints.
Yeah.
They
have pictures.
There was one picture of this.
They're all blurry.
There was one picture of a dude that had actually shot Sasquatch.
Oh.
And had him in the back of his truck and took pictures. And the craziest thing, so like he's on his way to town and all of a sudden like all these black SUVs surround his truck and steal it.
Mm-hmm.
And threaten his life that he should never divulge his story. And took
off. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so apparently there is a plethora of evidence out there that supports this.
Okay. Whatever you say, Travis.
Well, I've got to say I'm not a believer either.
Oh, really?
I'm really not. Even though I should take the role of a believer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people thinking that Travis is a believer in Squatch cuz I think it's crazy.
Yeah. But there is something creepy about being in the woods at night and sounds and there are pictures. It could be people in ape outfits, but who does that?
So I have a really good friend that lives here in Star Valley,
mm-hmm.
and I will not mention his name because, first of all, his name does not, it wouldn't do him any good if I mentioned his name.
Okay.
Because he despises BYU football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he lives kind of on the south end of the valley.
Okay.
And even though they have known to be flown BYU football or BYU flags in their flagpole, they still despise BYU. But what I'm saying is he put on a bear costume.
Oh.
And went up to Yellowstone.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he did. And there's a video of him.
Oh, my heck. There's, I want to meet this guy.
Yeah, there's a video of him on YouTube of all these tourists, I mean, taking pictures. I mean, he's kind of like up there scrounging around the brush.
And then really?
And then he gets up and walks off out of the screen. So I can only imagine how many Bigfoot stories are told just because of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, this kid's a weirdo.
Oh, that's awesome. That is a great story.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, true story.
I like this guy already.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
But if for those of you that are interested, there actually is a website that tracks Sasquatch sightings in Wyoming. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, and in fact, Lincoln County is the third highest. We have the third highest sightings of Bigfoot in the entire state.
Of course we do.
Preceded only by Fremont County and then Park County up by Cody.
Mm.
Park County has the highest number of Bigfoot sightings.
Where is Park County?
Cody.
Oh, okay.
On the other side of the park.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I just got to tell you here. So if you go to the website and on Lincoln County, it actually tells you when these sightings took place. And so the last sighting of Bigfoot, though, in Lincoln County took place in 2003.
That's because it's too cold.
Yeah, I think Bigfoot decided, hey, there's easier places to haunt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because what would you do in the winter?
Become Yeti, I guess.
Oh, I guess maybe because the car dealership did change their name to Yeti.
I know. Maybe they had a sighting someone there.
I'm wondering if there's a correlation.
Mm.
We need to ask them.
Yeah.
But see, on this website, the first sighting took place in 1986. But the crazy thing is there was three of them together at that sighting. There was actually a mama, a daddy, and a baby.
Of course there was.
And I'm pretty sure they were holding hands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I think there was a faint sound of kumbaya. No, I'm not lying to you. There were three of them walking together.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And that's actually kind of even more believable to me than just seeing one.
Yeah, dude, that, that is
if you're
going to
lie about three of them,
right?
You know, that's interesting.
That is.
The second one, a hunter saw a Bigfoot on a snowy road.
Hmm.
But that's all the details that was given, was just a hunter caught a glimpse of a they call it a biped, or a two-legged squatch. And then, of course, the famous one in 2002, where the hunter hears the vocalizations of two Bigfoot talking back and forth while he's hunting elk. And they brought him in to a studio. They wanted him to recreate the sounds.
Oh,
and
boy.
What happened was, is he was recreating the sounds, and they sped it up like three times.
Uh-huh.
All they were saying was, "I'm hungry."
Oh, wow. Is there pictures on any of these?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, okay.
You know,
all right.
Of course not. I mean, who thinks of taking a picture of Squatch?
And all of the pictures I see out there, they're all blurry. You know, they're blurry. And so it just looks like a guy standing up in an ape outfit.
And it could be.
Yeah.
You know, very easily.
Could be your friend. He's traveled the world.
Yep.
They are all over the world, those sightings, though. I did one time watch a documentary because I was like, okay, try to convince me. And it was up in the Himalayas, and it was like, I think maybe 6 hours. And, you know, I watched it throughout the week, and they went to some monasteries, and they had some bones. And So I'm just saying.
Well, that's interesting.
It could be, but I think it probably isn't.
Well, this is my favorite sighting, though, in Lincoln County. The last one that took place was in April of 2003. And the sighting was by a bear hunter that was saw Sasquatch while he was approaching his bear bait. I mean, of all the times to see Sasquatch is on your bear bait. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
That's very interesting to me.
Yeah. So. Obviously, Sasquatch didn't take the bait. And I'm not taking his hunter's bait.
And I'm not taking his bait.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought that was fascinating. Apparently, he has been known to roam around Lincoln County every now and again. So,
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
So, I wonder what a Sasquatch would sound like.
Oh.
Did you know that they have a competition of Sasquatch sounds?
Yes, I did.
It's a big thing.
That is crazy.
Actually, I'm going to look here. Do you mind if I look real quick
No.
and see if I can find some of these?
Let's see if we can find them. That would be funny. Oh, wow. I wonder if the girl Sasquatches are higher pitched and the boys are lower pitched and the kids are real quiet.
Oh, look. Okay, so I found one. But this is a real recording in British Columbia.
Oh, of course it's not.
Of a guy. Okay. No, this is real. This is actual proof that Sasquatch lives.
Okay.
Hang on one second. Let me turn this up here, see if it'll work. Hold on. Okay, now this is a real bona fide recording.
Okay.
Here we go.
Some say.
Now that was real.
Mm-mm.
That was real Sasquatch.
Oh, okay.
That to me, that almost puts it over the top.
Yeah. Could be just about anything.
What could that have been, MJ?
It could be a underwater orca sound. They sound like that.
In the trees? There was it was a video.
How I just want to see the video. And
I just showed you. I played you the video.
I know.
It was a guy in the trees, and you hear that.
Oh, it was you.
Well, I'm just saying I was trying to. But I'll bet you if we fast forwarded that, like sped it up three times, it's just saying he's hungry.
Exactly.
So I just found this on YouTube. It's actually the Sasquatch calling competition.
The call of the Sasquatch.
So let's just kind of see what people think he sounds like, should we?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
We'll vote.
Yeah, we'll vote. And then you can do it and then I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is number one.
Watch. The objective? To summon your inner Sasquatch.
Sounds like Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of stands on his own right there. I mean, how do you say, no, that's not a Sasquatch? Okay, here's number two.
All right.
Here's number two. There's going to be a couple of them right here.
Okay.
Number four. Okay, now I don't know about you, but those are pretty dang good.
Those are pretty good.
Okay, we're going to skip up to here to another one.
Okay.
Wow, he meant business.
Dude, I don't know about you, but that last one kind of got me.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
They were pretty good towards the end. Yeah.
Okay, now your turn. And then your turn, then my turn, and then we will play the winner, the person that actually won that competition.
Oh, okay.
There was actually a grand champion
really?
Crowned. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I have to wonder what Duke Dance is saying. Okay.
Ready? Your turn.
Yeah. Here we go.
That is a dying Sasquatch.
You got to admit, that was so unique.
That was unique. It was scary. Not. Oh, man.
Okay, so.
Okay, I can't wait for the winner.
Yeah, so going back to the Sasquatch competition, it was actually a lady that won it.
Oh.
It was a gal.
Huh.
Yep, and she won it. And I am going to, we're going to move up here to where she wins, and she's going to do her last thing again. Here it goes. Tense up.
Give me another one.
There you have it.
That's pretty good.
There you have it.
That's awesome.
The lady is a championship Sasquatch caller.
What did she win for that, I wonder?
I think she got a teddy bear.
Oh.
It was like this Sasquatch-looking teddy bear.
Oh, cute.
Yep.
Should be a little bigger of a Sasquatch, though.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's fun.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Oh, that is just awesome.
Yeah, I know that a few of my family members believe in them, but that's okay.
You know, it's all good. Everybody needs something to believe in.
That's true.
You know, now and again. But I would think that, you know, knowing as many people as we do and spending as much time in the hills as we do, you would think that someone that I know that's reputable could say yes or no what they've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we've all heard crazy things. We've all had some crazy experiences, but nothing that you're going to say, oh, that was Sasquatch.
Yeah. What about Loch Ness Monster? Do you believe in him?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah.
You do believe in that.
That's why I don't swim in Bear Lake.
Oh, my heck.
And
you
I don't swim in Flaming Gorge, and I don't swim at Lake Powell for darn sure.
Oh, I love swimming at Lake Powell. I'm going there at the end of this month. And I'm swimming. Swimming, swimming.
Swimming. Home.
So you really do believe in it. I mean, I believe.
You know, so there's a couple of these lakes that they've never found the bottom to.
Right.
And I think Fish Lake in Utah is one of them.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is a cold lake.
So how do you know that there's nothing down there?
I don't for sure.
See, nobody does.
Right.
And every year these people disappear. Out of no reason. They just disappear. Gone.
Well,
into the abyss.
It could be that they drowned.
Well, it could be there's a reason they're drowning.
Yeah,
I just think when you're in the water and you don't, that and that we have no idea where the bottom of the lake is and what lives down there, I just don't think that's a good idea to be in there. You've heard those divers stories about, especially like Lake Powell, where they're swimming by the dam. You know, they go down and they inspect the wheels and stuff at the dam, and they turn around, they see a fish eyeball that's like half the size of their body. You've read those, right? I'm serious. MJ, it is documented for real. And whatever it is, whether it's a catfish or what, but if a catfish eye gets that big, they can eat you for lunch.
Okay.
A catfish.
See, I've got to hold that eye in my hand.
All right, I'm going to get on the internet.
Oh, my heck.
I am going to the internet.
I mean, I do believe that there are creatures and animals.
Well, when you say creatures, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, just like given the Kalman cow, that they have deformities and you could have two heads. So I kind of think that could be true too.
At the bottom of Lake Powell?
No.
Oh.
But I'm saying there's gnarly fish that, you know, have just been born abnormally, and that's probably the case. But I think there is no way there are giant Loch Ness monsters at Lake Powell. There's lawn chairs and there's umbrellas.
Okay.
And people's fishing tackle and fishing poles and keys and maybe bodies, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, but no, I don't think I don't.
Okay. All right. So you're not a Loch Ness monster. What about the over in Scotland, the real Loch Ness monster? You don't believe that there's something in there that's been terrorizing that small village for millennia?
No.
Well, then what are the pictures? I've seen the pictures.
They're just abnormal looking.
Fish?
Carp.
So in your mind, you're thinking, okay, there's a carp in there that's got like a 30-foot long neck and little teeny fins that just surfaces every now and again.
Okay, maybe it's a sturgeon. Maybe it's a sturgeon, and it's just abnormally big. You know how you have people that are 7'4". Maybe that sturgeon is 15 feet or whatever.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I think. You probably believe in unicorns, too.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I do not
believe
in unicorns.
Oh, wow. I finally found something you're not believing in.
I don't believe in Squatch. But I do believe that there are monsters in our waters that we are not aware of.
Oh, man.
I hooked into something at Flaming Gorge.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Okay.
And it wasn't...
A refrigerator?
Nope.
Okay.
And so at first I thought, oh, I'm hooked onto the bottom. Mm. Or I'm hooked onto a tire or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, crap. And I circled and circled and circled trying to get my hook off it. And I had the pole in my arms. And I was holding it, and all of a sudden, click, 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 click. It pulled about 10 feet of line out of my hand. I'm like, what? What on the bottom that's stationary is pulling line out of my hand? Okay?
Okay.
So I lifted it up, and I gave it, I was holding it, and I have 40-pound braid on my pole.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm holding it, and my pole is completely bent over, and I'm actually trying to break the 30-pound test at the end of my line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pulling it, and I have a heavy rod, and it is bent over. All of a sudden, it starts ripping line out of my reel, and snap, done.
And that could have been another fish that was caught in between the bottom and the top, and had it in its mouth and was going off. Could have been.
So you're saying a fish came and ate the tire that I was snagged on? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying...
Go ahead. Explain to me what you're saying.
I'm saying that you're crazy.
All I'm saying is for something to do that to my fishing line, it literally would have had to have been like a Angus cow. To do that, you have no idea. On those reels like that, it is very difficult to pull string out. True. When you're trying to break. I mean, mm-hmm. my drag was stiff.
Yeah.
And I was trying to break the line off so I could keep fishing. And all of a sudden, whatever it was decided to run.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I just don't think it was a Loch Ness monster.
Okay, so I'm looking at the website here.
Yes.
And there have been witnesses of lake monster reported sightings at Lake Powell. And look, there's a picture.
Let me see.
You see that picture?
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
What does that look like to you?
That looks like a piece of tarp from the top of the deck.
Denial.
On the houseboat.
This is denial.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish we could post a picture. This is simply a megalodon.
Honestly, folks, it is not. It
is a megalodon at Lake Powell.
It's like a 12 by 12 piece of fabric.
Oh, my God.
That's sticking up out of the water.
Like
that could
a
totally
shark
have come off. Oh, my goodness. That could have come off the top with those windstorms that blow the dang houseboats over and sink them.
These eyewitness accounts report a monster possessing a large dorsal fin, much like that of a large shark, a body built like an elephant.
How much had they been drinking?
The flat, wide tail of a manatee and a head and neck like a miniature brontosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Its skin is described as being dark, oily black, and smooth like that of an eel.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
That's
I'm
it.
Done with Lake Powell.
Darn it. I was going to invite you to come down.
I don't want to be the snack of a brontosaurial sharkodon.
Great obituary, though.
Okay, let me ask you this serious question.
Okay.
Of all serious, we've talked about Yetis, we've talked about Sasquatch, we've talked about Loch Ness. What about, for all seriousness, Megalodon? I'm being serious. Megalodons are proven once to have existed.
True.
Are they still in the ocean?
I don't think so.
What is it then that are eating these 18-foot great white sharks?
There's a lot of ships that sink full of lots of chemicals.
No. I'm talking about the shark, like on Shark Week, you know, how they've all of a sudden found these great white sharks with big bites taken out of them that are dead floating on the ocean.
I'm not sure what causes that.
Well, there's got to be something. So what do you attribute that to? Let's just say that...
A bigger shark.
Okay. There we are. Now we have it. We've got it. So MJ is a scientist. Pretend you're a scientist and you have been hired by Shark Week to go out and report on this 18-foot great white that's floating in the bay of Habababa. And you go up and you see the shark, and there is literally half of a bite taken out of this shark.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 feet across.
Okay.
What do you attribute that to?
A bigger shark.
Right. And the only thing bigger than an 18-foot great white would be a?
A bigger shark.
Megalodon.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to show you a picture.
You have just got to get over this fear of water. I could never take you scuba diving, I'm sure.
I would actually love to go scuba diving, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would. And that's crazy.
You wouldn't scream like a little girl?
As long as I'm looking for like treasures and stuff.
You know what happens in all the movies? The big old eel comes out, or some kind of shark or something, when you get to the treasure.
Okay, I'm showing you something. What would you attribute that to?
Just a bigger
predator. That's an 18-foot great white.
Okay.
Okay, so that bite mark has to be 3 feet.
Could have been a motor of a ship.
A motor?
A motor?
It's a bite mark. Look, it's a bite.
It could be a motor.
Folks, you've heard it here first. There are megalodons in the ocean. And I firmly believe that.
Oh, boy.
Just so you all are.
What about UFOs? Do you believe in those?
I don't. Okay. I really don't. Do you?
Same thing. I haven't seen them, but they could be. I don't know about people coming down with funny bodies and taking people and going up and
so,
welcome to our planet.
So you're saying you believe that there are unidentified flying objects?
Yeah.
Well,
I
that's
kind of
dumb
do.
Because my little drone could be an unidentified flying object.
It could. You. It could be.
Well, so then I do believe in those, because there's always going to be an unidentified flying object flying over your house.
And I do think, like, when you see those cornfields that have perfect, how does that happen? How do you get the tractor in and chop that up like that? I that's unexplained to me, but if somebody can explain it.
Well, I watched a documentary on a guy that made those.
Oh, really?
I did.
How do you do it?
With
a weed
like eater? No, he did it with snowshoes.
Oh,
he was an engineer and made it with snowshoes.
Oh wow, okay.
Yep. So it was proven to me that you could do that with snowshoes.
Okay, I'm just not saying there's not, but I'm not saying there is. I'm just not sure about things in the sky.
Have you seen that show called Fire in the Sky?
No.
About that guy from Arizona that got abducted.
No.
You need to.
Okay.
It will scare you to death.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
It freaked me out for
years.
Is
it a documentary? Or?
Yes. It's his true story. It's a true story.
Really?
His true story.
Huh.
Yep.
And it wasn't like in the 60s with acid and all that?
It might have been in the 70s.
Oh. And with acid and that. Yeah.
But I want to say he was a minor. But anyway, you need to go check that out. Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky.
Yeah,
okay.
Really cool show.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right. Well, folks, I hope that we've got you believing or not believing. If you've had any sightings personally, we would love, love to hear your story. And we're not going to say there is or isn't, but it's up to you to decide.
We might say there is or isn't, but because that's what we've been doing today. We've been saying there is or there isn't, hasn't we? Haven't we?
But we haven't made a yes or a no.
True. We haven't proven anything, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, folks, it has been a great day, and sure enjoyed this podcast with you today, MJ.
We sure have.
And to close off, I would just like to everyone to listen to one thing. If this doesn't make your week better, you're dead. All right, everyone. Well, we're going to leave you today. This is Why Your Story podcast. I'm your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker. Thank you for listening.
And have the best couple weeks ever.
Ever.
And if you see a Sasquatch, a Megalodon, a Loch Ness Monster, or anything unidentified, would you please stop by SBI Media and let us know about it?
Oh, we would love it.
And
we'll have you on the show.
Yes, you will come on our show. If you have stories, we'd love to have you on our show.
Yes.
Thanks all for listening. Take care.